Women's Shiurim Chayvus Al Vav Shari Yichon HaMaisa, Wednesday, Yud Bei Shvat. We'll be starting in a minute or so. Okay, so we're learning Chagas Alvodas, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, and we're in the fifth perek, and he's going through the different enticements of the Yetzirah, and he has, in the second part of the perek, which is a very, very, very long perek, he has the last 12 are of a more pragmatic nature, and they affect really our everyday life. And we're starting number 7. Number 1 was to be Oved Hashem in order to curry favor in the eyes of people. Number 2 was to be Oved Hashem for in order to get honor. Number 3 was to be Oved Hashem but not put your mind to it, just to go through the motions, no kavana. Number 4 was an interesting idea that the Yetzirah has, that we should just be Oved Hashem b'tzina, but since we want to be humble and show how humble we are, so anything public we would not act properly, because we don't want Chas v'Shalom anybody to honor us for doing mitzvahs. Number 5 was more subtle, Schar v'Onesh, to do it for the purpose of Schar v'Onesh, which is hard not to do it for that, because we're always told about Schar Va'onesh, and it's a primary belief in Judaism that there is Schar Va'onesh, but that's not supposed to be the motive. Number 6 was to deal with the dichotomy of Bechira, and things are up to Hashem, by taking the attitude that this is how I am and I can't change my nature, and the exact opposite of the way things are in reality, meaning the Yetzirah wants you to feel that when it comes to spiritual things, so it's Bashert, and this is the way I am, and these are the parents to whom I was born, and this is the place where I live, and this is who I married, and this is my station in life, and there's not much I can do about it. And when it comes to physical things, when it comes to how much money you have and how successful you'll be with your in the temporal part of your life, so then he says, you know, you got to work industriously and make something of yourself, and who remain on ili mili, and you have to work hard. And really, obviously, it's the other way around. That was number 6. Number 7, we started, we'll go back to the beginning of number 7, V'chasher Yisya'ish, Mipatoscha, Me'aponimo Eila Asher Zacharnu, with the Yetzirah, when he gives up, if you fight him, battle him successfully, because all of these things, the Chavis Halvavas gave us the argument, or the argument, and the concepts of why, where's the flaw in the Yetzirah's argument. So if he fails, when he fails, but he always comes back, as we saw in the Hakdama to the Perek, he doesn't give up, he's not tired, he tries a different tack. So this is now number 7 in this last listing of 12. Yishtadol b'zem yitzar acher v'yom alecha omno masha ato chofetz l'malo mi'avodus habore. You want to be an Oved Hashem v'yichudo l'shmo, and you really even want to do things based on Shar Yichud HaMaisa, that's wonderful, you want to do it for his sake. So certainly you're going to do it as soon as you get around to it. First you have to get your affairs in order, you have to build up a nice nest egg in the bank, you have to put your life in order, you have to marry off your great grandchildren, and you'll put them through college and you'll marry them off, and then right before you go to the nursing home you'll be able to devote yourself. Avodas Hashem. You have time. What's your rush? Now you have to live. Now you have to live. And nobody thinks they're going to die, even though I dare say everyone dies. I'm sorry to inform you of this sad fact. I'm going to die. Everyone is going to die. You have to be able to say those words and be honest with yourself. Because as Rabbi Sol Salanta used to say, people think they belong to the non-dyers club.
right? Like you see a sweatshirt, some people have a t-shirt, I should say, it's a t-shirt. I plan on living forever, so far so good. So, we mentally don't, you know, we don't see the Yom HaMisa, and Chazal tell us, for character. And you have to balance it. We've learned that in the past. I'm not going to go into it again. Mm-hmm. How do you do that without getting depressed? Without being depressed? So the Chagas Halvavus wants you to always think about Yom HaMisa, but never be depressed. Because Adarabba, you're alive. Right now you're not dead. And you are grateful to Hashem, and you're excited about being alive, and you're going to do something with your life, because you're not dead yet. And look how many people are dead. Many, many more people are dead than alive. And people my age are dead already. This is what Chavis HaBavis tells in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He tells you to think this way. People my age are dead already. Children die. Infants die. Young people die. Old people die. Middle-aged people die. No one's immune. So, and it's very interesting. If the upshot of that is to be besimcha, and to be grateful, and to do things, because as long as I'm alive, I can do things. So here also, the Yetzirah wants you to push everything off. Push off your ruchniyistic career for when you retire, when you made your second or third fortune, when you have enough to retire on, and then you'll start your career of ruchnius. And he says, you know, look, even if we catch you the day before you die. So that's also good. You can do tshuva, you'll daven with kavana, hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, b'karvinu malkeinu l'avodosecha, slachlon avinu kichatanu, you'll say all the alchets, and you'll be chayzeh b'tshuva shleimu, v'atatashlem avodos habori k'mo sheroi, yom echad l'fnei misascha. He probably quotes the Chazal that you should do tshuva a day before you die. So he doesn't quote the rest of the Chazal, where they asked him, but a person doesn't know when he's going to die, that he just tells you one day before you die, you're probably going to get some sort of telegram or something. So then you'll put aside your affairs, and you'll stop the narishkeit, you'll turn off the computer, and you'll get busy thinking about Hashem and davening with kavana. So even if you just do this for one day, you know, that's pretty good. And you're going to be zoicha ligmol mitamid ligmul masmid mitamid. You'll get constant schar v'latzala me'onesh. So that's wonderful. So enjoy yourself now, and you have time for ruchnius later on in life. You're not going anywhere. If you're young yet, you're still, let's say, 120. So I still have like 50 years left, 60 years left. It's plenty of time. What's the rush? You know yourself the real answer for that. But, oh no, I'm sorry. This is still the Yetzirah talking. You know how to do tshuva. Hashem never shuts the door. Very frum. Yetzirah is very, very frum. And it's true. Hashem never shuts the door on a sincere tshuva. So you have time. You have time the day before you die. You'll buy a kever, and you'll have a good breakfast also, you know, and then you'll get to work doing tshuva, and you know how to do tshuva, and Hashem will accept it from you. Hashem's not going to turn you aside. Chas v'shalom, Hashem doesn't do that. And that's true, He doesn't. He doesn't say, where were you till now? And you have time. So, achim tavdenu b'leiv shalom. If you're sincere that day, I'm not telling you to be a faker, chas v'shalom. I'm telling you that when that day comes, you'll do a sincere tshuva, and everything will be fine. Yes. You should know what to answer him. And you say to him, you're absolutely correct, theoretically. The problem is, I don't know when I'm going to die. As I say, you know, people get strokes, people get hit by cars, people have heart attacks, people die. People dying all the time. Tomarlo, and you have to face that brutal truth. If you want to own that t-shirt, that's not good. Then the HR is going to get the better of you, because you'll always push off. I really should daven a little better than I do. I really should do more chesed than I do. I really should be less involved in the Nairish Kaitan of this world, you know, but I'll get around to it. V'tomer lo, say, ve'eich amten ed yomechad lufnei mosi, even if you're theoretically correct, and very firm, you know, even one day you'll do a tshuva shlema, sincere, Hashem will accept it, but v'ani lo eda yomosi, right? There's no guarantee that you'll know about it. And many times you don't, and it's hard to say, most people, right, even if people are ill in the hospital, it's still, you know, I'm not going to die tomorrow. I heard the doctor gave me 5 more days to live, so I got 4 days to enjoy myself, and then I can do tshuva. Hello, Eya Ka'oso Ha'eved, I will end up being like that servant, and again he gives an apocryphal story. Shehemen B'malko, he had such love and faith and trust in his master, in his melech, Shalo Yisireyu Melefonav Kol Yimeichayev, he'll never be fired. Maybe he had tenure or something. V'yater Libo, and he allowed himself Lirdof Achrei Tanugos Ha'olam, he had to serve the king. But instead, he was busy with Tanugei Olam Hazeh, and he figured the king's never gonna really fire me. I mean, he'll give me a chance to shape up. He'll yell at me, maybe he'll berate me, and then I'll shape up, I'll get the books in order, I'll do what I have to do, and everything will be good. Why should I lose out now on enjoying myself? Let me experience life, right? This is what people say. They don't maybe say it in the exaggerated way I'm saying it, or in the exaggerated way the Chavis Halvav is saying it, but the underlying message is the same. That why should I lose out on the experience of life? And let me enjoy myself now when I'm young, and I have time to devote myself to the things that mean something. So he says, "V'yishtadel agi aleihem," and this Eved is busy with Ta'anugos Ha'olam, "Ad she'avodoso l'malko nasa olav l'torach." So it's just a pain in the neck serving the king, because it's certainly not enjoyable. Or maybe it is enjoyable, but he doesn't give himself a chance to experience that enjoyment. So he just, the king's not going to fire me. I always have time to set up the books. You know, he calls me up, the income tax people are coming tomorrow, so I have a few hours to put the books in order. V'nei nikva pisom l'fnei ha-melech, all of a sudden he's called to the melech, losos doidin v'cheshman al avodaso. Melech wants to see his time clock where he punched in. And he wants to see his work that he did. And all of a sudden, it's ah, bah, 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 hum, hum, hum. Well, you see, I can explain, you know, below hoyulu tshuvas v'amaslos. Then all of a sudden, his excuses are not, he doesn't have excuses. V'nischayev gairish me'avodas ha-melech, and the melech threw him out. V'mikolori malchuso, he was thrown away from being a servant of the king, which is an honor. And he was exiled, because Ori Malchuso, the Yotzo Melefonov, Oni Venafsho Avela, because he really did it to himself. Because he had plenty of time, and the work wasn't overwhelming. He had time, and the king did not expect of him to do anything he wasn't able to do. All he had to do was apply himself, and he was even able to go to sleep, and he could even take a vacation once in a while. You know, normal life, Hashem has nothing against normal life. He created it. As long as we do it l'shma, then it's wonderful, then it's even better, then it's even avodas Hashem. If you want to take a vacation once in a while because you need a vacation, but first of all, we never take vacations from Uchmius, right? We're always going to make brachas, hopefully. We're always going to daven. A man, it's tougher, because a man has that burden of Talmud Torah on his head, so when he takes a vacation, he automatically almost always learns less. A woman doesn't have that burden. As I always tell you, how lucky you are. And all you have to do is nudge the men to do it. You don't have to do it. Isn't that a wonderful life? You get to nudge other people, you don't have to do it. It's like my job in art school. I get to criticize what other people write, but I don't have to write anything. I just criticize what other people do. So that's like the ideal job. I already got Gan Eden in my life. I get to criticize others, and I don't have to do it. So that's what women have to do. You have to criticize your husbands in a nice way, probably, to learn and to use their time for learning. You have to throw them out of the house. But you don't have that burden. So when you go on vacation, you don't even know what I'm talking about. What's less ruchnius on vacation? Well, there's still tznius is maybe an issue on vacation.
We let down our standards. Kashrus maybe is an issue. We let down our standards. We're in a place where not every single piece of morsel of type of food is available, and you might have to go without cocktail crackers, maybe without a good echsher. So you have to mamish be mosa nefesh. So that's what the story is. He's called into the king, and the king says the IRS gave a call. The Mas Hachnasa gave a call, and all of a sudden he doesn't have anything in order, and the king throws him out, fires him. V'yotzum alafon of oni v'nefesh avela, because he did it to himself. Lo rachash lo shum davar, he ended up not accomplishing anything. He could have been, he was pulling in a nice salary. He could have gotten an award. You know, the queen might have made him a knight, and he would have gotten an award for being such a servant, such a faithful servant. And instead, he wasted his time with silly things, always thinking that he'll make it up when it's time to perform. And it didn't happen that way. It didn't happen the way you think. Av lo rachash lo shum davar b'chol zman avodos al malko b'zman shayochol lasos zos. V'kach nisher kol yimei chayiv oni ve'evyon. So he's now out of a job, out of the job of serving the king, and he has to leave the malchus, and he looks back and he says, I am such a fool, which is the busha that we'll all feel, most of us will feel to some degree in Olam Haba, when we look back on our lives and we say, when I was in Olam Hazeh, so instead of wasting my time, I could have done something that doesn't cost much money, or it's not that hard to do. A little, you know, you have to control yourself a little self-control. But especially if you lived nowadays in the 21st century, if you lived in Israel, or certainly if you lived in the Western world, you could have kol mine meitav and still be frum. So like, what's missing from life? You could have everything, and you look back and you wasted time. Nenach v'davoy, sad, upset at himself. He's kicking himself that he wasted his life. The Sabel, the Nisav, Ad Yom Oso. So, that's the Yetzirah. He's able to do that because he doesn't want us to think about Yom HaMisa. That's what this boils down to. But the Yetzirah wants you to push off your service of Hashem, push off your career in Ruchnius, your career in Avodas Hashem. Push it off till after you retire. And you could even do it if you have time, because you're not going to die. But again, the Chazal says in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he puts it much more starkly, much more in a stark way, that you should think about that you're going to die, because everybody dies. As I said it to you before, and people my age are dead already. Some of them are dead a long time already. And, you know, every time someone dies, last a few days ago, someone my age died. So they say, don't talk like that. I'm going to get a phone call from someone here. You shouldn't talk like that. The Chavis HaLava says you should talk like that. And it's amazing. He says, you're not going to be sad. You're going to be happy. You're going to have Simcha Sachayim. You're going to be thrilled that you're alive. Every time I have to pass a cemetery in Sanhedrin, every time I go home, I got this great cemetery right next to me where a lot of big people are buried. And I get to look at the cemetery and I say, look at all those people. And I'm kicking. Well, I'm not kicking too much these days. Not with my left foot. But it's getting better. Baruch Hashem. The pain is still at times intense. Apparently I still have some Averis left. I can't imagine. But apparently I do. And the pain is sometimes very fierce. But the wound itself, we look at it and it's really, really, really mitkadeim. I just imagine that after it's fully, fully healed, there won't be any more pain. I guess not. I don't know. I don't know what Hashem has in store for me. We shall see. We're up to number 8 now. Number 8 of the 12 pragmatic, practical, subtle areas where the Yetzirah tries to worm himself in and make sure that you're not Ovid Hashem properly. Number 8 is really
very, very powerful. It's really, let's learn it. V'chasha yisya'i shayetzer, when and if and when he gives up, mipatoscha, from enticing you, me'aponim ha'eila shazacharnu, mishtadel bozeh, you know what he tries to do? He just switches tactics completely. He's brilliant. He lets you do everything you want, except he worms his way into your brain that you're better than others. Because you're Oved Hashem. And you go to Rav Miller and say, I love this class. And certainly, and other people don't. So you're a better person than they are. And you're better. So, and that's Mishtadl B'zeh Mitzad Hageyas. He tries to ruin everything you've accomplished in your Ruchniyistic life by making you feel superior. And he's talking about superior to the guy outside who's Machal Shabbos and has a nose ring and spiked orange hair, and or a girl that has, I don't know, they also have spiked orange hair, I don't know, maybe Mistama, and a belly ring, and not doesn't dress tzniustik, and that doesn't mean you should act like that, but he wants you to feel superior to them. I am a better Jew than they are. And that is not true. Oh, you don't know it's true. You don't know. Because you don't know their nisyonos, and you don't know where they're coming from. It doesn't mean they're a behavioral model for your children or for you. Because there's right and there's wrong. And those are objective values, and we look at them and we say they are acting incorrectly, wrongly. That you say with a vados, that you say. But to say then, I'm a better person than they are, I'm a better Jew than they are, you don't know. You don't know. They could have nisyonos that you never dreamed of. They could once a week refrain from eating something treif. Because, you know, okay, there's probably a God out there and he doesn't want me to eat this. And that's wonderful. And you never did that. You never refrained from eating treif. You go to a supermarket and you buy everything kosher. And you never had an assignment of eating treif. We don't know. So that's what he's saying. The Yetzirah tries to make you feel superior because you do what you do. When he sees he can't stop you from being Oved Hashem, he makes an end run. Be proud of yourself. Feel good about yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Mitzad hageyus v'hagon umiyut ha'anova. The Yomar. And he says, Kvar higata milos hagadolos, you are so good. You even beat the Yetzirah. And all, you know, the Chayyus Halavas, we just beat the Yetzirah. In 1, 2, 3, well, first we had the whole first half of the fifth parak. And now we have the seventh. He says, wow, you did it! And he doesn't want you to know that there's still number 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to come. He says, you did it! You beat him in every way! You just finished number 7. You realize you could die any day, and you're redoubling your efforts to be Oved Hashem, Chesed, Tzedakah, Tznius, Lashon Hara, Yashikoyach. Kvar higata, Amalos Hagadolos, you did it. Shehigiyu Aleim Achasidim, Vatzadikim, Be'emunas Levavcho, you believe in Hashem fully, right? We have the first half of this parak to think about, that you overcame all of the Yetzirah's enticements, to not really believe fully that Hashem is the one that's deciding what should happen to me in my life. There's other factors. But no, you're ne'amon u'masecho hashleimim b'avodas elokim. You're doing it great. You feel a sense of gratitude. Everything you learned, the Chavis HaVavis, your mom is doing it. Says the Yetzirah to you as he pats you on the back. Vata yochid b'darcha. You are really something special. You're really something. And he said, yeah, I know. The Echa, the Anshe Zmanecha. How many people learn Chavis HaLovos so thoroughly, every line, and get the lessons from it? You're really, Mamish, I am proud to be your Yetzirah. I am so, you are so, such a good person. V'roi Lecha, you know what you ought to do. V'roi Lecha, Laharos Yisron Chaleim. You should show people that someone that's really from and really an Oved Hashem So you're not like the Hamonam, you're not like the Riffraff. You don't want them to think, you have to show them that, you know, you're Ovid Hashem. The Ma'os El Sam, he uses very strong Lashainus here. People would never admit to doing this, but we don't know what's in their hearts. But Ma'os El Sam, looking down on them, Ubahafchisam, by making them, they're nothing, they're the Riffraff. You are good, special, beloved by Hashem, and these people, who knows, they don't even daven properly, they don't even learn, they don't give stuck, they're nothing. V'tizkara oseyim, and you think constantly about how bad they are, and all the things they do wrong. U'tefarsem ro'a levavam, and you take glee and enjoyment out of giving the musar and being mefarsem that they're not good. V'tachlimam, you even embarrass them, of course, in a mutter dick away, because we know to embarrass someone for doing averus is usur, and the Eitzar is telling this person how he does everything right. But there are times when you are allowed to embarrass someone who's doing an avera, so he's probably talking about such a thing. But tochicham al zeh, give them musar, achi komu, and you're going to embarrass them, v'yoshuvu el elokim, and you will be successful at making them do tshuva, because you will wipe the floor with them, and you will show them how empty their lives are, and how they are no good, and they should emulate you, and learn from you, v'yishartu al mashakodam lohem, and they'll have charota about everything they've done, and you're like the Nevi'im, you're like the Treyosor, Yeshaya, you're Miyo, Yecheskel, Amos, Obadiah, you're like the Nevi'im, but the snake was a minute kind of Nevi'im. Come on, you go to the top and Adam, Hagir is based Yisrael as Habayis. Of course, he was sent by Hashem. That's going to be the flaw there. He was sent by Hashem to lash into Bnei Yisrael. The Yikomu Me'avon Oseyem, look at the Beferish Apostle, tell Bnei Yisrael that they should be ashamed of the way they're acting. The Im Toshiv Alav Bezeh, and if you try to answer him, the Tomerlo, and you say, Eich emas va'achlim, how can I embarrass Misha and any Yodeya in Yone Levavo umatzpono lelokim? Right? According to the Chavis Halvavos, the main avodas alokim takes place in your heart. That's not to say, chas v'shalom, that we could be lenient and be lax in Maisa Mitzvahs of the Eivarim, as he explains at length in Shara Avodas Elokim, why that's very fallacious reasoning. But at the end of the day, if you can handle that, you know, we've learned that, but at the end of the day, it's Chovas Halvavos. That's what Yiddishkeit is about that. You can almost see the mistake. It's a terrible mistake. It's a mistake that sends people straight to Ganem. And, you know, but the mistake of people that say, you know, being a good Jew means at heart. Because there is an element of truth in it the other way. That you can do all the rituals in Judaism, but if you're not Ovid Hashem Balev, you don't feel subservient to Hashem, you don't feel grateful to Hashem, you don't feel like an Eved Hashem, you don't feel love for Klal Yisrael, and you're in this together, and it's something that the Klal Yisrael is doing together, then you missed it. So you're saying, you could tell the Yetzirah, I don't know what's in the guy's heart. For all I know, he, you know, again, it doesn't look like it, because he doesn't look like me. He doesn't wear my hat and jacket. My wife would say, thank goodness. He doesn't wear my hat and jacket, and he wears a colored shirt, and he wears earrings. But you don't know what's in his heart. Again, it doesn't mean what he's doing is right. There's a big gap there. But it means that you don't, what we say in English, you can't be judgmental. You could be judgmental about his actions. You could say, Adrabi, you should call him over and you should tell him that what he's doing is wrong. Because there we have an objective measuring stick, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Halacha and Musar. So we have an objective measuring stick. But you can't be judgmental about the person, because you simply don't know. You don't know what's in his heart, because that's where Avodas Hashem is. This guy could wake up in the morning, And he can, you know, he can say Modani, you know, and he means it. And I say Modani, and I don't mean it. I'm thinking about 100 other things that I have to do before davening. And he might get up and say, wow, what a night I had. Thank God I'm alive still. And he means it. And he's really thankful to Hashem. And he like focuses that there's a Borei Olam. And you don't know. Any of the, so you're not better than him. That's the point. You can't be sure that you're a better Jew than he or she is. I don't know what's going on in his heart. He might be a real Eben Hashem, and I might be a faker. I might be going through the motions with nothing in my heart. Umatspono, that's real deep, subconscious. He might really, you know, be there when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Nimu benira mimenu nimas, although the way he looks is not the greatest. He makes a pretty bad roshem. I'm not taking him into my school, right? And we don't. We say, I'm sorry, this school's not for you. Efshar she'ein matzpono kenerehu. You know, that's maybe true, and maybe there are reasons why you don't want your kids to play with him, because they'll be influenced by the outward. But you don't know. You have to, very, very powerful, important. And it could ruin your whole life. This is the Yetzer Hara making you into a Baal Gaiva and making you feel superior to other people and taking away humility from you. You to be humble. You say, you know, I know much more than this person does. I only wish I'm doing as much to serve Hashem based on what I know as this person is doing based on what he or she knows. That's a measuring stick. You don't know what he knows, what he doesn't know. As I said, his nisyonos, where he's coming from. So, he doesn't look like someone you want to do a shidduch with, and that's okay, because although this is not saying grab him, you know, grab him for a son-in-law, but he is saying don't feel superior to him. Efshar she'ein matzpono kinerehu. Maybe his insides is not the same as his outside. When the Nevi'im got up there and laced into the people, ooh, Hashem sent them. Hashem put words in their mouth, because Hashem is Yodea Machshavos. So Hashem does know what was in the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. So he has a right to send the Nevi'im to lash into Bnei Yisrael and say things like, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What's the matter with you? How dare you act this way? They could say that because he knows what's in their machshavas. He sent the Nevi'im to say what they say. Shoyamashkev alavavon v'roa matzpunam Hashem Nizro el alevav. Avalein b'koach chochmosi v'daiti, but me, little old me, tzaddik me, I don't know. I don't know what's going on by him. L'das, nashayesh b'levavos matzpunim, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on in the guy's head. V'shemo mitzpon hanimos be'enai tov migiluy of harbe. Maybe what's going on in his lave, which I think very badly of this person, because I don't see into his lave, I see his actions. And his actions are, you know, the kids we see in the street. So I look down on them, and I say, you miserable creature, you. But you have to say any of the above. I don't know. Vulaim Atspono told me Shaliyatzel Habori. Maybe Hashem has much more pleasure. Maybe. Again, it doesn't mean you should dye your hair orange. It means you don't know. So you don't know. Maybe Hashem is much more pleased with this person's insides. Maybe he believes in Hashem, really, in a way you never thought about. And he doesn't realize that you have to do the right thing. Or maybe he is addicted. Or maybe he had nisyonos in his life. Maybe as a child. You don't know. You don't know. We don't know. The point is you don't know who's better in the eyes of Hashem. Don't make judgment calls who Hashem likes and who he doesn't like. You don't know that. If he looks bad, Mechal Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos. He looks around. Efshar shegormalo, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe there's going to be a tain on you for not teaching him about Shabbos. Maybe.
Maybe he doesn't know. Efshar shegarma lo zeh sichluso, but mashu chayav labore. He doesn't know. And guess what? He is not going to be punished for being Mechal Shabbos because he was never taught about Shabbos. But you know about Shabbos. And you moved Muktzah 3 weeks ago. And that's 10 times worse than his being Mechal Shabbos every week, maybe. Now, of course, if there would be a Bezdin and there would be a Sanhedrin, he would get Misa for being Mechal Shabbos and you would not get Misa for moving Muktzah. Right? We're not talking about what we see and the way life functions, because we don't read people's hearts and we can't read their minds. He's talking about, and even it goes to the degree that, you know, the person's a Russia, and we look at the person like a Russia, and we treat him a certain way because he's a Russia. We treat him a certain way. We bury him in a separate cemetery because he was a Mechal Shabbos. But you can't, this is very hard to say, well, yeah, because that's the din, and you have to make sure no one learns from him. The whole Yisroel, Yishmu'un v'yiro'un v'lo yazidun od. You don't want anybody saying, hey, let me try that lifestyle out myself. So you can't, like, you're not going to praise the guy, you know, but it's the Yetzer Hara, it's amazing. You can't feel, the Yetzer Hara will try to get you to feel superior to him. Even though I'm sitting and learning all day, I'm getting stuck on, I'm doing everything. And he's out there. You don't know. And it's the Yetzer Hara that will try to get me to be a Balgaiva and to think I'm better than he is. Because you don't know. That's what he says. V'shema mitzofon hanimas be'enai, mitzpon hanimas be'enai, which I think is terrible, Tov migiluya vaybe is much better than what is exposed and what people see and how people judge him. They ain't any odeyabo. I don't know. Vulay mitzpon al tov mishalitz labori. Could be Hashem has much more pleasure from his once a week Shema Yisrael than my saying Shema every day. Maybe, because I say it by rote, and I say it because it's time to say it. It's 5 to 8, so I'm up to Shema. So I'm saying Shema. And he, every once in a while, he means it. You don't know. This is exaggerated, right? But it's not, the point is that what the Chavis Halbavis is saying, that we don't know. If he looks terrible, that's just your is exclusive, but that's your Chayiv Labore. And Hashem has more tainas on me than on him. Because I know so much more than he does. Because I'm very learned. And I know what Shabbos is. And I know what you're not allowed to do Shabbos. And I know what Shabbos represents. And I know about Hashem. And I know how seriously he takes Shabbos. And so on and so forth. So I better be nervous about myself. And him, you know, what does he know? Maybe he doesn't know anything, and he lives a little, so he drinks a beer Friday night, and he thinks he's making Kiddush. Who knows? Ki abori anena tovei ha'odem ela kfi chachmaso. Hashem doesn't make demands only based on what you know. Now, I'll qualify that sentence, because if you should have known, so that's also called what you should have known. And if you had the opportunity to know, and you rejected it, so certainly that's part of the cheshbon. But the point is, Hashem judges your lev, how much you, where you're holding, what you're thinking. This is how you should think. I am more disgusting than he is. I'm looking at him with the spiked hair, and with the earring, and with the belly ring. And I'm looking at him, and I'm looking down on him, like the world can barely tolerate him being around, and says the Chavis Halvavos, not Milinowitz. Chavis Halvavos says, and maybe that's how Hashem's looking at you, because you should be doing so much more than you're doing, or you shouldn't be doing the Averis you do, and you learn Chafetz Chaim every day, and you're still talking Lashon Hara, and Hashem's looking at you the way you're looking at him. Because the point is, you have to live up to your obligation. I am much more obligated than he is, because I know more, and I have more opportunities than he did, and I had Rabbeim, and I had, along the road of my life, I had good friends, and good Rabbeim, and a good wife, and a good this, and a good that, and a good setup, and I was able to do this, and able to do that.
So Hashem looks at me and says, look what I gave you. So how come you're not, you're nothing compared to what you should be based on what I gave you? And that's why Hashem's looking at you. Hashem's not looking at, you know, oh, you don't drive a car Shabbos. Big deal. Big deal. But, you know, Hashem is like, what do you do with your Shabbos? You have all these fancy ideas about Shabbos. So let me, you don't drive a car. Okay, you know, Yeshikayach, that's wonderful, but, you know, that's not what it's all about.
What about someone that
so someone that drives a car, what do you want to know? So you know that that's wrong, because that's an objective value, but you say, you know, he doesn't know how serious it is. Don't judge the person, judge the actions. That's what the Chavis HaLovis is saying, and it's the Yetzer Hara that will try to make, and he's talking about the Gadol Hador. The Yetzer Hara will try to get the Gadol Hador to feel superior to that punk in the street. And it's the Yetzer Hara, because that's Gaiva, because you don't know. You don't know, maybe you're worse off, because you know so much, and you're so learned, and you're so in touch, and you have good influences. So your responsibilities are like way beyond what you do. And Hashem doesn't expect anything from this guy, except to make a bracha twice a week. That's all he's capable of doing. And he makes a bracha three times a week. And Hashem, whoa! And you get to the Olam Shalomala, maybe. You don't know. You don't know. Again, you don't send your kids out to play with him. That's not what Chayyus HaLovis is saying. His actions leave a lot to be desired. But it's only his actions. You should put it in the right place. Okay. But he could be better than you. You're looking down on him, and in Shemayim they're looking down on you.
He could be better than you.
Yeah. And if he is rebelling against Hashem, violating Hashem's will, it's besichlus, out of foolishness, because he doesn't know better. My Averis are with the full knowledge of Hashem, of Frumkeit. I better stop looking at other people and get to work on myself. This is not good. That's what you should say to yourself, says the Chavis HaLovis. Ani Mamre also, Bedasu Bezodon. I know you're not going to talk Lashon Hara and how serious it is. The Efshar just keeps going, the Chavis HaLovis. Shara also Nira Venigla. His evil is seen, and he suffers bizyonos from it. Oh boy, that's another point. Chazal says you're going to get punished for getting kavod that you don't deserve, and he's going to get a reward for getting bizyonos he doesn't deserve, because everybody looks down on him and says, "Look at that guy, a terrible, terrible, terrible person, terrible, terrible, terrible." And he doesn't deserve that, because he's doing the best he can, the best he's capable of. And people, people stand up when I enter the room, and I'm going to get punished for that, because they, right? The Efshar Shara also Nira Benigla, his evil, what he does wrong, is seen. The Tovaso, but where he's good, is Sfuna Venisteres. I look from, I walk the walk, I talk the talk, I look like a big tzaddik, I look like a frum guy. He's more deserving of Hashem's good graces than I am. Because he has it where it counts. He has to be taught. No one's saying that he's acting correctly. He's acting very incorrectly, very inappropriately. So teach him. Try to teach him. But maybe he's right. His one time he said Kriya Shema in a burst of fervor, Shokulo Zuchuyus Rabos Mishali, are worth much more than my everyday Kriya Shema that I say because I'm in shul and it's time for Kriya Shema, and I go like that and I say Kriya Shema. And his Kriya Shema might be tearing apart the heavens. You don't know. That's the Chazal Bavzal. He's not telling you to emulate his lifestyle. He's telling you don't know. So don't feel superior to such people. We'll continue next week. Very, very powerful points.